Scott Engel of the Fantasy Sports Network here with Christian Arroyo of the San Francisco Giants. Chris, when you were drafted in the first round in 2013, was it a little bit of a surprise to you?
Actually, yeah. Going into the draft, I don't think I was really slated to be a top-round pick. I was getting ready, prepared to go to school. But, you know, my agent had talked to the Giants a little bit before the draft, talked to a couple other teams, and sure enough, their pick came around, and they ended up selecting me. And from then on, it was pretty much easy process of figuring out whether or not to sign.
Now, I read when you came out of school, you were very much into academics. You liked math. As a baseball player, though, does that mean, like, you study sabermetrics or, you know, incorporate that at all? Do you look at that kind of stuff?
You know, it's not really. I don't really look at too much of the sabermetric stuff. I know it's there, obviously. It's kind of become a part of the game. The game, I think, number-wise is kind of evolving a little bit. But, you know, I really don't pay too much attention to it. You know, just because there's so many numbers out there, and to be honest, I don't know half of them. So, you know, I think it's interesting sometimes to see, but yeah, I don't really pay attention to it too much.
You got off to a really hot start at Sacramento, hitting .446. Did you think to yourself, oh, I'm pretty hot, you know, I might get the call?
You know, it's always in the back of your mind, but I didn't really think so. I thought I was going to stay in AAA and continue to develop there. And, you know, they ended up calling me up, and, you know, I'm just doing the same thing, still trying to develop at this level.
And then you get your first major league hit off for all people against Clayton Kershaw in the left field. What does that mean to you, getting your first major league hit off a guy like that?
I mean, it was pretty incredible. Getting to face a guy with that caliber of stuff and who's had that that good of a career so far. I mean, he's pretty much a surefire Hall of Famer. But, you know, it was special just because it was my first one. But to get it off a guy like that was pretty awesome as well.
So, you know, what's the adjustment been like here in the clubhouse? You know, like certain veterans, like, have, you know, be like, you know, been peppering their ears, you know, trying to find out what life in the majors is like, especially on the field.
Yeah, I mean, it's a little different just because the guys that I really went through the system with playing, you know, most of them young guys, not really many families or anything. Then as you start getting to the upper levels of the minor leagues, you start getting a couple more families. But here, you know, everyone's basically married and has a family. And, you know, it's a little different. But when we're in the clubhouse, I mean, we have fun. And it's still, you know, it's still baseball. So we all realize that. But, you know, it's everyone's really approachable. We all talk and we all hang out. So
what's the adjustment been like to third base for you? It's like you came up as a shortstop.
You know, third to me, the adjustment to me really was just kind of the speed of the game. It's a little, you know, ground balls get on you a little quicker, and really the positioning, because I never really played third in my life before. But you know, I'm learning, and I'm trying to develop there and trying to get, you know, as good as I can at that spot. And then you know, when Kral comes back and he starts playing short again, then I'm sure I'll move back to third and keep developing there.
So you play fantasy football, but first I want to ask you, not that you've played fantasy baseball and know how it works, but you know, the last 2 weeks, people have been picking you up off of free agency in fantasy baseball. How do you react when you hear that?
I mean, it's kind of crazy because, I mean, like you said, I've played fantasy football before. So getting to be put on other people's teams is kind of crazy to me. You know, thank you. I'm going to try to keep producing and you know, try to find my step that I had there in AAA, and then try to, you know, work on my approach still and you know, do some things to get rolling again.
You talk about adjusting to the major leagues, yeah, as a player, but there's also an adjustment to the major leagues as a fantasy football player. It's very, very competitive in the majors. You know, a lot of guys, you know, I know around here play like Hunter Pence. You know, I know you enjoy the game. How much are you looking forward to playing with these guys?
I mean, you know, it's still a long ways for the season, and I guess I got to read up on my draft stuff because I didn't really pay too much attention to the NFL draft this year. I paid attention to the Bucks because that's my team, so I know we picked up O.J. Howard. But, you know, I mean, it's just something nice to do in the off season, kind of keep me in tune with football and just kind of a way for me to keep in touch with some of the guys and you know, just enjoy another sport.
So you're a Buccaneers fan. Is this the year that Jameis Winston takes another step? They've improved the receiving core, et cetera.
Yeah. I mean, you know, I actually met I met Jameis this offseason. We went to an Orlando Magic game, and I was talking to him a lot about, you know, his upcoming season and what to expect. And he was really, really excited. We ended up signing DeSean Jackson, and we got a couple more wide receiving threats, as you said. We drafted O.J. Howard, another tight end. We got Cameron Brate. I mean, I think we're looking pretty good. I'm thinking that you know, the Bucks are here to kind of turn it around and start making a run here at another Super Bowl.
Christian, thanks a lot.
Yep, thanks for having me.